otherwise on the surface. One is too distracted by the trivial to notice. Of late, we know in the public sphere is rhetoric that suggests there was a time of greatness to which we should return. This is folly for those who never experienced it to begin with. The greatness for many is an illusion, and at the same time, the disillusion of those who feel disenfranchised by a country that no longer offers the opportunity of a living wage when there had been one for them before strikes a constant discord and thus another crossroad. In a New York Times article this past week by Roger Cohen, where the author used the term turbo-capitalism, he mentions a conversation with a Silicon Valley venture capitalist who said, "We are designing a world that is not fit for people." How odd. That's a problem. Among many other problems. In confusion and defense, many of us float on the surface as a means of avoiding what we either don't recognize or can't fathom managing anyway. Others face ever more complicated struggles with disparities of fortune. And then, as I mentioned earlier just today, we are reminded and made aware that 100 years ago, after the first Center for Birth Control opened in this country, we're still arguing about the value of family planning and a woman's right to choose what happens to her body. How can this be? And yet, along with Howard Thurman, I do believe that despite all the crassness of life, despite all the hardness and the harsh discords, life is saved by the singing of angels. By those moments of transcendence, of beauty, however we experience them, in conversation with an oak tree, in bed with our lover, at the foot of the needy or the head of a child, when we pay attention, the commonplace can be shot through with new glory. It requires something of us, of course, that we be willing to live below the surface where it is not so much pretty as beautiful. That we be willing to face the deep places where the beauty resides. Pandora's box was mostly filled with hard things, hatred and anger, jealousy and mistrust, loneliness and fear, and yet the song was there too. Why does death so catch us by surprise? And why love? Asks Annie Dillard. We have only to listen for the sound so sweet and soothing, the last thing out of the box. Harder to hear, perhaps, but needed so badly. The sweet sound of angels, of the breathless beauty that reminds us of what can be. I wonder if you have heard it recently. Are you listening for it? Has it saved you from despair? Make room, else we are consumed by the hard things. I found a note the other day from my father, who died last December. It is written in the familiar script that he was so proud of, attached to a typed sermon that his grandfather, a Methodist minister, had written. "Annie," he wrote, "Granddad Beckman wrote this. It's a bit over my head." To which my mother added, "Maybe you can define what he's focusing on. It doesn't sound very Methodist to me." Curiously, my great-grandfather was writing about the value of beauty in our lives. We scoff at beauty as being skin deep, but this is a consolation of philosophy in which the consolation is much in excess of the philosophy, for beauty springs from the roots and foundations of things. He's saying, I think, beauty is deeper than the surface of the skin, of course. I must mention that he also wrote in a strangely prescient manner since he was pastoring in the 20s and 30s. Men utterly destitute of sincere conviction and moral principle fancy that nothing more is needed to become a pillar of state than to secure a maturity at the pole. A backboneless acrobat is a treasure in a circus, but little use or ornament elsewhere. But I digress. It is a truism, I think, that there is little new under the sun. That the roots of our struggles, whatever they are, have been struggled before, somewhere in the history of our human experience. All scripture attests to it if we take the time to look. But in this, our time, we are reminded again that in the midst of our everyday, beauty enters in if we but allow it. Love finds a home in our hands if we but practice it. Angels sing if we but listen, and we are lifted up. Let's not miss that song. Not one of us, not any of us. Like every age before, we so desire it and we so need it.